Liam, congratulations on the win, but there were times in that game it didn't look like you were two divisions above Chase Town.
No, I think I've just told the players, and I'm trying to take no satisfaction out of the win at all. I think, you know, we were poor on Saturday, and you know, we're very, very lucky to be in the next round. And as I said, you know, the money's always nice for the club, which is important. But as I say, if we keep on, if we turn a performance in like that on Saturday, we'll get turned over comfortably.
But he's mentioned the money there. Was it was 7,500 tonight? I mean, that ought to bring a smile to the chairman's face.
Well, again, as I said, we need it anyway. We're probably the only club in the country that hasn't got a shirt sponsor. So it's, as I said, things like that's the side of the club which got to improve if you're going to kick on and try and progress, and you know. But I think we're at a bit of a crossroads at the minute, Pav. I think, you know, I look at the performances and you go, well, in the league they've been alright, we've been on a steady run. I think that could be 10 games where we're unbeaten, but you know, I think you either go one way or the other now. You either kick on or you know, you'll start losing the odd game and you know, the season drifts away. That's what I'd look at it. I said, you know, I think there's one or two more the players need to do a little bit more. I said, certainly going off today, I said I could have hooked a couple at half time. I could have hooked a couple after 20 minutes. And I said, but I didn't, for, you know, because we try and do things right. I said, but we need an awful lot more if we're going to kick on and really start pushing towards the top six.
Well, I was going to mention the league results. I was going to ask you if you felt you were beginning to pick up a bit of momentum, because you told me your teams are traditionally late starters, but it doesn't sound like you feel that's happening.
I felt like we were late starters today, because I don't think we got going until the 85th minute. So, you know, it's not a knee-jerk, because, you know, as I said, we set standards, and you know, we've set some high standards, and we've had some good wins in especially in the league, when you take into account you go into Stockport, you go to Alfreton's and places like that, and you win games, and you win games rightly. And you know, as I said, they're not fluke performances, they're good performances. But you know, as I said, I do think there's a little bit of, I'd even class it as big time in the mentality, where you go, all right, we're playing Chase Down, the two leagues below us, or we're going to win anyway. It doesn't work like that, and that's not where about. I started off in Sunday League, so you know, I've had to scrap all my way up, all the way up the levels, and you know, some of these have never got to them levels, but they actually at times think they're better than what they are, and that's what's the frustrating part for me.
So when you face North Ferriby in the fourth qualifying round, I mean, you could say you were lucky that you're not getting one of the top conference clubs, but you're going to have the right attitude in that game then.
I said, anyone who's come across North Ferriby in the last few years will turn around and have nothing but respect. You know, the manager's done an amazing job. They won the FA Trophy. It was 2 years ago. We went head to head when I was at Telford for the league, and it went to the wire. So I've got nothing but respect for North Ferriby. And I said, you know, anyone who ever has had an easy game off North Ferriby, well, they better tell me who they are, because I ain't seen it.
How's it going as a director? Because that's another string to your bow at this club now.
Well, as I said, you know, that's why I can touch on things like the shirt sponsorship. We need to do more. We need to have a commercial side of the club that needs to improve. You know, people talk about, you know, one day promotion, the promised land and stuff like that. But, you know, to do that, you've got to compete. And to compete, you need money. And, you know, someone doesn't miraculously knock on your door and go, here is X amount of pounds. You've got to go out and generate it, and you've got to run things properly. And, you know, as I said, I think there's an awful lot of things which need to be done if the team, stroke the club, are going to go in the right direction.
Finally, injury front. Any sign of Danny Wisdom coming back?
I don't think he's a million miles away. You know, as I said, he's only played one and a half games this season up to now. Alex Muddymouse hasn't kicked the ball, yeah. And they're two big losses for us. And, you know, Aidan Chippendale's now ill, so he's out. And, you know, as I said, we've actually got through the season. A lot of the times we've had small numbers. And the other thing, we've been lucky in the fact that, you know, Cisse, Darius have come through the academy and, you know, become real live options for me, which is, you know, great as a manager. It's also great for the club to actually show that the academy does work. Obviously, you've got Oliver at the club who's been here. Alex Muddymouse come through it. You know, Callum's on the bench, the keeper. So there's five in your 16 who are actually come through the academy. So for the lads who are looking to join the following year, obviously, you know, there is a genuine, you know, potential to actually A, get in the team, and B, you know, hold the place, and without, you know, sounding a little bit, it's easy to, you know, my record of actually moving players into the Football League is probably as good as anyone's, and I think I've had 18 players under me since I've been a manager who've progressed through and gone on to have good Football League careers. So it's like the old car salesman, isn't it? If you go and buy a car and it does really well for you, you don't mind going back and listening to the same spiel. So 9 times out of 10, if I've got someone who's doing well and I actually say to a league club, listen, he's doing okay, they take it a little bit more real. And you know, you're looking now, it's a young side, but they've got to keep on improving, they keep on working hard, and you might have one or two good players in at the end.
Cheers, thanks.